News Talk 580 WTCM. It is about 8 minutes after 10 o'clock on this Wednesday, April the 5th. I'm Crystal Frost. Colleen Wares is here.
Hello, I'm here.
And so is Bonnie Pintozzi with the Travel Authority. And Bonnie, it is your job every week to get us out of here, get us thinking about where we want to go, where do we want to vacation, what do we want to see, and making that bucket list item into a reality. That's what you do.
That's what we do, and we do it professionally, and we have our clients' peace of mind. We have everything in mind. But I have a wonderful guest today, and we've talked about it for quite a while. And on our show, we always talk about the fact that, you know, the value of the travel agent.
Mm-hmm.
So who better to discuss this than the chairman of the American Society of Travel Agents? We call it ASTA. And this morning we have Jay Ellenby on. And good morning, Jay.
Well, good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, we appreciate you taking the time, because in your role, extremely busy, especially since travel impacts basically the world and the different economies worldwide and everything that we do. But, you know, ASTA's been around for, 85 years? And I was looking at the rich history of ASTA. And actually, in the very beginning, in the 1930s, it was basically the American Steamship and Tourist Agents Association. I mean, steamship. Think about that. We have progressed. We have come so far with all the different things that are going on. But, I mean, that's rich in history. And I started looking through the years and everything. And I've spent over 35 years, basically, in the travel industry. And we've seen a lot. But what we see is, you know, all the wonderful things that we are able to do. So our listeners, can you let us know a little bit about what is ASTA and what is ASTA's mission out there?
Sure. Well, thank you for the question. You know, you're right. ASTA's been around for 85 years, and it did start out as a steamship. And as the industry evolved and changed, especially over the past 15 to 20 years, the evolution just, in many cases, went upside down, and technologies came into play. Financial structures within the airlines and travel agencies and suppliers, everything changed. And what has strengthened ASTA, and with respect to the travel agency and travel management companies, is the value. Now, with respect to ASTA, what ASTA brings is advocacy. So when, for example, there's legislation. Legislation takes place within either in the state capitals or within federal legislation. Things that apply to transparency acts, such as the airlines, they often do not want. Well, right now, there is a Transparency Act that does not show fees included with when you do purchase a ticket.
Right.
Whereas agencies, we are fighting to have those split out so it can be considered transparent. So you can see exactly what you are paying for as opposed to bundled into one. There's often legislation when it comes to taxes. And right now, there's always an opportunity. Legislation be put in place for taxes in regard to hotel taxes and travel taxes. So that's one thing. And there's also consumer awareness. Consumer awareness, when we all see it, we all hear it. You read about in the paper when somebody has a bad experience. What was the reason for those bad experiences? And oftentimes, ASTA is looked at as a Better Business Bureau of travel,
mm-hmm.
and we do monitor. We see what's taking place. If there was a member that was involved, we do take action, and work with that agency to find out what do we need to resolve this issue. That maybe there was an issue with a client who had a bad experience, or maybe there was a bad experience with a supplier. We often step in with that. So advocacy and consumer awareness are two big features that is with ASTA.
Well, Jay, you know, it's interesting because as being a professional in the travel industry for so many years, you know, we've watched our industry evolve, but what we've never lost is basically our the fact that we're here. And, you know, there's something that I share with you, because when we were speaking before the show and talking about, you know, the comments we both hear about, well, really? How travel agents, you know, perspective is that, you know, you're here, you're coming back.
Mm-hmm.
And right. Crystal knows I say this all the time. We never left.
Mm-hmm.
So it's that, you know, it's the consumer who really is coming back more and more.
Yeah.
Bases the travel agency community, correct?
Yeah, it's so true. It's, you know, I will say that, as I mentioned earlier, that the past 20 years has certainly tested our industry. And it did separate the players from the pretenders.
Mm-hmm.
And the players who really are serious about the industry still remain or stronger than ever. And they're much more professional at a higher level. They're asked of members. But to your point, yes, agents never left.
Mm-hmm.
They've always been there. What changed was the addition of the availability to go online to purchase mm-hmm. travel, whether it be air or tours or cruise, whatever it might be. And so there are many, many more options that became available. So, yeah, that really at the end of the day is the consumer left. And what made it much more important for agents and agencies to do is to really hone their skills and raise their level of professionalism and offering. And that's what's happened. That's what's happened is that the consumer is coming back. So agents never really left. It's consumer left. And now the consumers are coming back.
You know, that's interesting, Jay, because I think when you're talking about being able to go online and book your vacation, book your airfare, you can do so many things online. It has literally connected us, our entire world. And yet, one thing that has disappeared in that connectivity is the customer service.
Right.
And when you're sitting at an airport and something happens and the flight is delayed or the flight is canceled or something's going on, you want to talk to a human being at that point. You're not necessarily wanting to go onto your smartphone and figure it out yourself. That's where the travel agents really just make a difference.
Yes, if I can call my travel agents, if I have a flight cancellation or change, if I can call them and they can fix it at the airport within the next few minutes as opposed to going to the customer service desk and endure that,
mm-hmm.
I'm very happy and call my travel agent.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, Jay, recently I think Asta did reveal that when they did a research study that travel advisors save the consumers an average of $452 per vacation and about 4 hours of planning time. And obviously, you know, that's huge. It's not just us advocating for us.
Mm-hmm.
It's the consumer saying, wait a minute. I don't have 4 hours. I like the fact that you know the different ins and outs of what you're doing. We know that we can certainly sell certain packages that help with the airfare, bring that down, bundle it together. We know what the airports in our areas are like and what options are out there. But I think what really surprises a lot of people when I say this, and we've discussed this on the show, is that the millennials are the number one generation seeking the help of agents.
Isn't that interesting?
That is really interesting. Because
it really is.
You know, it's funny, Jay, the poor millennials get such a bad reputation sometimes. We are constantly harping on the millennials as they're the generation that's changing everything. But here they are. They're going back to things like travel agents and
right.
wanting some help in that aspect.
Yeah. It's so interesting that that's the case, that they are using travel agents much more than any other segment. And you think about it, when you mentioned the price, the cost savings, you know, mm-hmm. I think everybody, including all of us, probably on the phone, we go online, we take a look, just try to get a benchmark. And just like anything else that we purchase today, we're much more educated. Why? Because the information available to you is
mm-hmm.
much more easier. You can see exactly what the flights are, the tours, the cruise, or buying a car.
Mm-hmm.
Simply buying a car, you can get much more information and you become an educated consumer. So with that, though, once they take that information into the travel agent or agency, they take that information, but the travel agent then has additional resources. But beyond that, they also have the knowledge base of where to go in those locations, but also the suppliers. They have very, very close supplier relationships mm-hmm. that actually does result in lower cost, and also how to navigate the complexities of that travel and those tours or those packages.
That's
why they're going there.
And that is, Jay, that is the other piece of it with the millennials. Mm-hmm. They are traveling to different areas that a lot of folks maybe didn't think about as your traditional destination. And I mean, when having been around for 85 years with ASTA, I'm sure that you've seen the changes in travel trends. And mm-hmm. and so many people want an up-close, personal, immersive view into where they're going. They don't want to just, sit at the same beach and drink the same drinks and eat the same food. They want to experience things. And it's hard to do that on your own if you don't have someone in your corner like a travel agent.
Very true. And I can tell you, I have not been around 85 years with ASTA. But,
you sound great, Jay.
We're impressed, Jay. You really
were driving those steamships, we know.
That's right. But I could tell you, the evolution over the past 20 years as well, as I mentioned with that people have improved their professionalism and their skills, it's become much more segmented. In other words, it becomes specialists in certain areas. So a vacation agent is much more specialized. They specialize in certain cruises. They specialize in destinations, whether it be, let's say, a cruise through Europe. They become specialists in that area. They become specialists in the Caribbean or Hawaii. So it's no longer, you may find people who do sell travel to almost anywhere and everywhere, but you're going to find the ones who really increase their knowledge base, the ones who specialize in those areas, and that's what's become very attractive to the travel consumer.
And what we do as well, Jay, and on this show we invite a lot of our suppliers, our cruise lines, our different vendors to come in and talk about this to our listeners, to show those relationships and the fact that, the training goes on and on. I mean, we are highly trained professionals as travel consultants. We know the importance of the different things. The millennials are also bringing their families along because, obviously there's a lot of things going on in their life. But we as an aging population are also basically also retiring or deciding that we want those adventurous things. We want to be, as Crystal said, immersed in the area. We want to take that incredible river cruise and mm-hmm. just bring us to life in a destination that we never dreamed we could do. So for us, it's really that we are those counselors, but we want to manage the expectations, and we also want to manage the fears. And if anything that came out of 2016 was that we heard and loud and clear from the industry, we were there to provide the peace of mind. We were the people who were saying, okay, now let's look at these. Let's decide, where your comfort level is. And we've got your back. And mm-hmm. that's what we have been doing since those 1930s when you were around, Jay, with the steamship travel. Seriously. But it's never been any different through the years I've been associated with it. There's a passion that goes on in our industry.
Jay, I'm looking at your website, as I am wont to do, ASTA.org, ASTA.org. And obviously this is, You advocate for on behalf of travel agents, but it's also just advocating on behalf of travel in general. Mm-hmm. And you have an entire tab here that's all about education and careers.
Yes.
And Bonnie, I'm sure you have been asked probably every day, well, how did you get into this? How do you do that? And it's so interesting when you talk about how the consumer is coming back to the travel agents. Well, there's going to be a need for more travel agents. People are going to need to get trained. And that's something that you advocate for as well. Is that right, Jay?
Absolutely. There are training programs out there. There aren't enough. Mm-hmm. And we often hear from people, how do I get involved in the industry? But there's a bit of a mystery at times of people who want to get involved in the industry and how do I do it? What are the steps? And that's where the education, the pieces that ASTA has to offer, and in helping guiding people to understand the industry better.
And, you know, we also, as the travel authority and outdoor company and also an affiliate with American Express, we have what we call a travel agent training program. And we do. We hire people who really do not have the travel industry background. And I will tell you, it takes about a year or more before we're comfortable feeling that they really do understand the industry. But there's so much to learn. I mean, that's the one thing we've always, as people who are passionate about what we do, our industry changes every day.
Yeah.
Just like the airfares change every second. You know, it's keeping up with all sorts of the technology, but also the destination knowledge and what value and all the different things we can bring and the different types. So like Jay said, we have specialties. You know, maybe it's that adventure travel. Maybe it's that traveling with disabilities, which, you know, I'm very passionate about.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, that people can do certain things that maybe they thought they couldn't do in the past. So it's creating the memories. It's hopefully doing the wow factor. But it's not just one client at a time like a lot of the stuff on the internet is.
Yeah.
You know, here it is, boom, 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 goodbye. Ours is creating the lifetime of watching maybe those multi-generations coming on board as we go.
You know, we have a call coming in, so if we can, Jay, do you have a minute to talk to Steve in Traverse City?
Of course.
Hey, Steve, you're on the air with Bonnie Pintozzi, of course, and Jay Ellenby.
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
My question is actually for Bonnie. When I call your office and I want a service, let's say an air flight, it seems the first question they ask me is personal or business. Mm-hmm. And so let's say it's business and personal simultaneously. So it's a little confusing. And then they send you somewhere not in Traverse City. The call is taken. Is there any way that we could talk to a specific person in Traverse City, or do we have to go out and then it comes back?
No, absolutely. You can talk. We do, in Traverse City, we do our mostly leisure travel. The reason that they asked you about is this a personal trip or a business trip is because we also do quite a bit of corporations and business travel. And that's another specialty. And the team that's on there, some are based in Traverse City. Others are based in states, you know, little cities down below, Lansing or whatever. So they're trying to get you to the right area, especially if you're working for a particular company that has travel policies, things like that. But if you're not, then certainly we can do that, you know, mixture between personal business, you know, anything like that. Our Gaylord office does the same thing.
I think we call that bleisure, right?
Bleisure.
Business
bleisure.
And leisure.
Okay. Bleisure, yeah.
All right. So when I call, I can just share that it's I'm looking for leisure travel, and I'd like to speak to somebody in Traverse City.
There you
Why
go.
Don't you do this? Why don't you ask for me? Ask for Bonnie Pintozzi.
I thought about doing that, but you're a busy person. And,
well, I'm not too busy for you. You took the time out to call, so don't worry about that, okay?
All right, Bonnie.
Thank you so much.
You got it.
Thank you. Thank you for your show.
Oh,
bye.
Thank you.
We love it. Thank you so much, Steve. And, you know, with that, Jay, I so appreciate your time today. I know Bonnie does, too.
Oh, absolutely.
And just all of the knowledge when it comes to the world of travel, but really advocating on behalf of the consumer and the travel agent. That's a pretty fascinating job. Thank you so much for being with us today.
You bet. If I could share one more item, please.
Mm-hmm. Oh, of course.
Sure. Another piece that ASA does promote is a site called TravelSense.org. And that site is actually, it's a wide range of information available to consumers. It's an ASTA site. That's where you can find agents as well, but also it's a resource. Should you have any issues or anything going on, whether it be a supplier or a vendor, but if you look at it, agents are the ultimate insurance policy. And so having that insurance policy, I also heard a travel writer comment about the internet as calling them vending machines. Looking at travel agents as the ultimate travel policy, but please, anytime anybody has any kind of issue, go to TravelSense.org. Mm. That's a great resource.
Yeah, you don't want to go to a vending machine for a steak dinner.
No, you really don't. Hey, Jay, thank you. I'm going to remember that one because I hadn't heard that before, so thank you for that. And again, thank you for joining us today. I know you have a busy schedule. Appreciate it.
You bet. Thank you. Thanks for the opportunity.
Once again, Jay Ellenby of the American Society of Travel Agents, and you're a member.
Oh, yes, we are definitely a member.
Absolutely.
And really get some great information all the time from ASTA. Mm-hmm.
So I know we have just a couple of minutes left here to talk about a really exciting afternoon conversation. We're going to be drinking tea with Faith Sutkiss from Royal Caribbean.
And little tea sandwiches
and
cookies.
Cucumber
and things like that.
Sandwiches.
Who knows? But Faith's coming up from Royal Caribbean, and we decided to do something a little bit different. We are going to be at the Cambria Suites because we love that location at 255 Munson Avenue in Traverse City.
Oh, who doesn't? I love that place.
Our Gaylord office and our Traverse City office are doing this together. It's April 11th, and it's from 1 to 3 p.m., so that's next week. And Faith's going to come up and really talk about all things related to Royal Caribbean. If you're interested in Alaska, if you're interested in any of worldwide destinations because they go there, anything at all, come out, because we're talking about 2017. We're also giving some advance notice on 2018. They've got some really great specialty offers happening and everything, and we also have additional ones that we can put on it as an outdoor company at the Travel Authority. So come out and join us. We love RSVP, so if you can, let the Gaylord office know you're coming, or let the Traverse City office know you're coming, only because we want to have enough of those little tea sandwiches available.
They're delicious little tea sandwiches, and you can hang out with Faith as well, because, I mean...
Oh, she's too much fun.
We just love Faith Sutkiss from Royal Caribbean. And, of course, we love Bonnie Pintozzi from the Travel Authority. If you have any questions, you can go to thetravelauthority.com day or night, and you can also get in touch with one of the many locations. Bonnie, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. It was wonderful.
Happy April to you.
To you too.
There's a place called Kokomo. That's where you